Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 637. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. I've got music, I've got letters, and I've got a very powerful message today from the throne of God. Let's go to pray. Father, anoint this message. Give us the actual, your input from heaven. We don't want to do anything that is not of you. All we want is your input. Lord God, I ask that you destroy all the works of Satan that's happening on this earth. Give everybody a chance to hear the gospel. Make them tune in to my program so that they can hear right from wrong. And Lord, open great and slam the doors for Satan and open the doors for us. Bind Satan, rebuke Satan, give him nothing but trouble, Father God. Let them condemn one another as they try and do everything they can to condemn us. But we know we're not condemned. We're saved. We're washed in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we ask this, that souls will be saved in this church, the body of Christ. Those that keep your commandments will be strengthened. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
So we have to hold on. There's treachery in the world. It's horrible. That's why I'm singing, I'm Holding On.
I'm holding on,
holding on
to the words of Jesus. He's my strength,
he's my strength
as I travel on. Troubles at last. I'm holding tight to the rock that's steadfast. I'm holding on,
holding on
to the one who cares. I'm holding on,
holding on
to the words of Jesus. He's my strength. I travel along,
travel on.
He takes me in,
ooh,
when I feel forsaken. He's my all, so I'm holding on.
Holding on to Jesus, 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 Jesus.
When your troubles on earth I'm holding on,
holding on
to the words of Jesus. He's my strength,
he's my strength
as I travel on.
Oh,
Holding on to Jesus means that we're holding on to the Word of God. The Bible states in the book of Revelation and elsewhere that Jesus is the Word of God. He is actually God Almighty that came into this world in the flesh so that we would not any longer consider God abstract or what is he all about, but Jesus showed us that he was compassionate to those that loved to keep the commandments. And he was telling people that they're going to hell. He called people devils. He called people vipers, snakes. He called them dogs and pigs. And he fashioned a whip. People don't like to receive the gospel the way that it really is. But God is the way that the Bible says he is. There would be no way we would be able to make up any kind of God or any kind of Jesus that we want if it weren't for that Jesus came into the world. God came into the world as a man named Jesus and showed us really how he is. He will beat you to a pulp. He will send your soul to hell if you don't believe in him. He will have no mercy on those that have no mercy. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. If we're going to bomb people just on a rumor, what people are doing now is there's all kinds of satanic beings, people that are calling government agents and reporting Christians. And Bible plainly states that all these liars and the ones that love to make up lies, and they are condemning the Bible, people for teaching the Bible and living a godly life. So this is why I am coming against every agency in the world that comes against Christians. There was only one person that was a Christian in the entire New Testament that came, or there was no Moses or the prophets never came against a godly person at all. They never did. The only one in the New Testament, the whole Bible, that is condemned for reporting a Christian for serving the Lord and doing what the Bible says is Judas Iscariot. He turned Jesus in to the Sanhedrin. And that's what people today are doing. You can look at these different websites. I don't look at them because I'm legally blind, actually. And it hurts my eyes to even look at one of these computers. But the people, all kinds of people tell me there's all these slanderous remarks made on these websites that really people don't know what they're talking about. They are attempting to destroy me and my work. Well, this cannot happen. You cannot destroy me, my soul, because God says, yeah, you can kill my body, but you can't kill my soul. But we're supposed to fear the person that can take not only our life, but can take our soul, Jesus said. Yea, fear him. And that is God. Satan can kill your body, but he can't kill your soul. Jesus can kill your body. God can kill your body and send your soul to hell. Now, those of you that are betraying Christians, what is this all about? The Bible says that they would betray one another in these last days, in the last days of the world. Oh, they've done that. I was railroaded into court by a bunch of former followers of Jesus that were in my church. They lied. I mean, you know, if it was true, then I'd have to say, well, it was true what they said, that I kept a set of double books and stuff. I really don't even keep the books. And I have never instructed anyone to make double books. And when I sent our books to the Internal Revenue Service for the court hearing, they hid the books and said that I never turned them in. And it came out, and yet the judge, Judge McCullough in Memphis, would not exonerate me. And it just goes to show, and they're just laughing at Christians and mocking them, mockers, and those that betray one another. So what these false Christians, they're phony from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, they've joined the Antichrist. And that's crazy because they think that they're smart for having done so. When the Bible says that their souls are going to burn in hell and in the lake of fire forever. I mean, they are the most stupid people on earth. It isn't going to hurt me if they put me in prison. I'm still alive and kicking, in case you can't understand that or know that. And my God, I'm praying to him to destroy people like you, because you're not really worth living. You're dead, twice dead. You were dead before the Lord saved your soul. And but then you came to life and you saw the good word of God and you thought, oh, that's wonderful. And then you grew weary of serving the Lord. You didn't have any patience to continue on in the spirit. And therefore you said, well, maybe I haven't had any money in my life. And what I'm going to do is the government will give me money and let me out of prison. What you did is you did something wrong, got back into narcotics, dope, after you left the church, got thrown in prison, and you didn't like it there because you lived a very good life over here at the church. And so you let the government know, hey, you know, I'll bear witness against him in court if you'll let me out. That's my deal. And so they did, and so you lied like a bunch of dogs out in the courtroom. And you began saying, that isn't in the Bible, when it really is in the Bible. You started adding things, but I never committed any offense against the Internal Revenue Service. I had one of the best professional witnesses there is. He was the comptroller of Shell Oil Company, and he let everybody know that even if I didn't pay taxes, even if we were speaking from a secular point of view, that there is no way that I would be guilty of not paying taxes. The government would owe us a lot of taxes. I don't want anything from the government. Okay, so we have some letters today, but I'm telling you that that's why I'm holding on to the Word of God. Those people have let loose, and they think they're smart, some of them, and they're dying like flies. And they don't want anybody to know they're cursed, and they're scared to death, some of them, that they're going to hell because they know they are. And let them be scared to death, petrified. Then they have people that, like some of the people that were at the church, women, they say, well, they have some guy that they're currently having sex with write letters in saying, I'm going to do everything I can to destroy you. Buster, you don't scare me, you little weasel, you. You're going to do something to me. You do it because, you know, I've seen people much more powerful than you. Just because you want to go to bed with somebody's wife and you're going to show that you're the great protector, the more you do that, the more you're going to be cursed, and so is your fair little lady who was once saved and married and now has big problems with the new baby she had from committing fornication. She doesn't even know who the baby belongs to. All right? And so you people out there think that we're really afraid of you. Let me tell you right now, no one's afraid of you. God is dismantling you from the top of your head to the bottom of your rotten feet. All right, so some people say, well, you sound angry, Tony. Well, you don't sound angry at Satan, which means you must love Satan. I can't stand when people, you see on the news that somebody's killed somebody's little child or raped them and threw them in a ditch. When they say, I just forgive them. you're part of the lawless society. When somebody murders somebody, you're supposed to demand that the law of the land kills that person, because that's what the Bible says. You people, don't be saying that you're Christians and saying, I forgive Satan. The Lord doesn't forgive Satan. He's going to burn him for eternity. And all those of you that believe in that false doctrine that we should just forgive, we should just, no, we're to execute judgment and to see that judgment is kept. When a woman would commit adultery with a man, there's many instances in the Bible, they stone them to death. They catch him in the very act. Jesus says, well, go ahead and stone this woman. But he that is without sin, you cast the first stone. But he doesn't say that, that they're going to not go to hell if they don't repent and stay repented. So, you know, you have to read the Bible. You don't know anything about the Bible, and you're making all kinds of secular decisions and judgments. You're all wrong out there, and you're going to have to pay for it if you don't repent. The Bible requires that you study, not just read the Bible, but study it, because it's for your very life. You're going to have to pay for the things that you did do that are written in the Bible, the Word of God. You don't care anything about the Word of God? See, there was a time in the world where there was no law. For until the law, and Moses is the one that brought the law into focus, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. So people, if you don't know what the law is, but you do know what the law is. And so it is imputed unto you. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them. This is from the fifth chapter of Romans. I'll turn the page and get over to verse number 14 to finish of it. Had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions, who is the figure of him that was to come. Well, Adam was just like, that's the first Adam, was just like Jesus, because he was going to live forever. And he did everything that he was supposed to, except he made one fatal mistake. He and his wife ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord said, in the day that you do that, you're going to die. All right, so until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed or put upon you when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned. So in other words, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Why was that? Well, because they committed the Adamic sin, the same as all of us. Because of Adam and Eve, our first mother and earthly father, they did not obey God. And so we all have that disobedient streak in us. We inherited from Adam, all the way from Adam to Moses. We didn't really know what we had to do, but then after Moses, the law came. Even over them that had never sinned after the similitude of Adam. So there's many other sins that we've committed. They had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. In other words, that was eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so Adam's transgression, Adam, who is the figure or of him that was to come, which is Jesus. So Jesus looked like Adam. Jesus looks like us. So the last Adam had to be sent into the world to take away sin. Because the law has come by Moses, but forgiveness of sin, power, faith, power, came with this one that was after the similitude of Adam. Now, this first Adam caused all the trouble, but there was one that came after the similitude of him that was come, who is the figure, this Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. And who was to come after Moses? A person that was after the similitude of Adam. That's Jesus. Verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, the entire world was condemned, let's see, through the offense of the one, which was Adam, many be dead. They're dead in their sins and trespasses. All you people in the world are dead because of Adam's transgression. Much more, the grace of God and the gift by grace, by power. The power of God and the gift of power, of the power of God and the forgiveness, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, who is the last Adam, has abounded. Now, Jesus was the similitude of Adam. The Bible calls him the last Adam. Well, why is that? Because God recruited Adam. He created him and recruited him to rule the world, as God said to rule the world. I want you to rule the world. And God still has not changed his mind about that. God still wants his people to rule the world. To rule the world. So God came down in the flesh and told us that he still has set us over the nations, over the whole world, and that he wants us only according to his word. And only by preaching and teaching and rebuking and reproving and pulling down and throwing down to the earth the false doctrines in this world. And also for us to build and plant in people's hearts the truth of God's word, which gives us the power to rule the world. This is the grace or the power and the gift of God. For those that believe only. And the gift by grace, by God's power, God has the power to give us the grace, or the gift, which is by one man, Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is the one, the Bible says, that created everything in the world, and therefore he has the power to give us the power. He wants to live in and through us so that we will have the power to rule the world. And also have eternal life, of course. But we will not sin, because the minute that we sin, then the power that God has given us is taken away. He may have given us a gift to be able to sing or to do certain things, but the power leaves us after that. A gift, you still might be able to play the piano or the guitar or some musical instrument, which doesn't amount to a hill of beans if you don't have the power of God in you. So this power is by one man, Jesus Christ. He's the one that gives it to us. Has abounded unto many of us. Now, the secular powers, like those that are coming after church out in Texas, I believe they call them the FLDS Church. The media and the government, this satanic beast government, is condemning them for not letting their children be a part of the world. Being a part of this satanic society. Let me tell you, Moses and all the children of Israel never got involved in any other society, except Dathan, and God swallowed him whole into hell. And also Judas, whom God sent straight to hell. You betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty himself, you idiot. And you people are doing the same thing when you're attacking Christians, because if they're really saved, they have the Lord Jesus Christ in them. And you're attacking the Lord Jesus Christ in them. You hate the Word of God. You want to destroy the Word of God, but the Word of God is God, and there's no one that can destroy him. Well, you people sick in your heads to try to do such a thing as that. You beast government, you know you have to back off, don't you? You know that your time is short. You know that you're going to hell in the lake of fire. You're going to spend eternity there. God bless America. You say, you phonies that are think that you're running America, you don't run us. There's lots of us here in the United States. Not many that speak out. This is why I call the churches. You can go all of them. They say, I'm not going to do what you do. I know you're right, but I'm fearful and unbelieving. And therefore, in the book of Revelation, it says, I'm going to hell. Yes, you are. Because God doesn't lie, and he doesn't die, and he doesn't fail. You have lied. You're dead, twice plucked up by the roots. You are a failure. You churches, you're not churches of the Lord. You're a bunch of phonies. Just like this Obama's church. It's a Muslim church. The man said that Farrakhan was the greatest voice in the world today. His pastor is a liar, because Farrakhan is the head of the Muhammad Muslim cult, which was started by the Vatican. And their doctrine is kill Whitey. God is not the God of the Jews. He's the God of us Negroes. I'm sorry to say, you know, if a black person will repent and accept the gospel, well, then God saves them. But God is not the God of black people or yellow people or red people or white people. He's the God of all people that repent. All right? And so your filthy doctrine is false. And I don't give you any credence whatsoever. So it's obvious, if Obama is going to this church that preaches these things for years and years, the pastor married them and also baptized their children, and then all of a sudden he's saying, no, I don't believe any of the things he was saying. This man, the preacher, the one that preaches and has this Muslim church that calls themselves Christians. It's no big thing for them to say that, because the Vatican, the Roman Catholics, also call themselves Christians. But they say they are Christians, but they're not. They are the synagogue of Satan. They're the actual church of Satan. In other words, the true cult, the real cult that they're called, everybody else calls. Okay, so now, so the pastor there is of this Muslim church is saying Obama is saying what he has to say in order to be voted in as president of the United States. But let me tell you something, he believes exactly the way I do. He's been in my church for, 30 years? Something like that, and he doesn't know the doctrine of that church? He's saying he wants to be president so bad that he's even turning on me, his pastor, that has been his mentor for 30 years or more. And so you know that Obama is truly a Muslim. And now he's going to, of course, And the pastor said, well, he's going to tell you, I don't agree with him whatsoever. He said, he's lying to you. He's telling you exactly, this man has been in my church, and it raises his hands up and says, praise God, praise Allah. When I'm speaking, and now all of a sudden he's trying to blacken my name, and I have a church that has 10,000 people in it. And so I have to come out against this maniac, because he's not going to take me down by saying he doesn't believe in my doctrine. And all, of course, all the media is for this Obama. And I don't say that Clinton is any better, because it's her husband, and she was with him on it and has never left him or forsaken him for saying that he took full responsibility for burning the real Christians over in Waco, and for bombing all sorts of true believers in all the different nations. He claimed that Clinton has bombed over 50 nations, men, women, children, people not in the military at all. They were just citizens. They didn't know what all the bombing was about, but they saw their little children blown to bits. And this geek Clinton is grinning on television. And you idiots are believing, oh, isn't that cute? And now they've got them acting cute for you so that you'll think they're real people. They haven't played basketball. Well, that makes him real, especially with us black people, us black folk. We believe in him now because he's playing basketball. And then now they're playing bowling. Oh, and they're making a joke out of it. And they've got these murdering bastards playing bowling and playing basketball. And do you think it's cute? What has that got to do with anything? I used to play basketball and football. Why don't you think I'm cute? Why doesn't the president come and meet me at the airport when I go to, like he did the Pope? Because he thinks that the Pope is God. That shows you what kind of an idiot he is. And here he is ordering our troops to go over here and over there and to bomb this one and bomb that one, and so he can come back and kiss the Pope's feet and ring and tell him, I tell you, God, there's no God on this earth with the exception of the Lord Jesus Christ with his Father by the Spirit that's living in real Christians. And real Christians don't do these things. They don't vie to be in public office like Obama or Clinton. They are miserable, the worst creatures on earth, and the people that support them are the same as they are. All right, and then they take these little children and from the FLDS church and tell them there's a pregnant at 14 and 15 years old. That's perfectly legal in the eyes of God. Whenever a woman reaches puberty, she's a woman, not a child, like these weasels are saying on television. And then why we turn around and see all these children that the Vatican, these supposed to be priests, are having sex with. And there's no murmur about that. Just they hate it. This homosexual child molesting church hates it when a man and a woman are married, and they hate anybody that's got knowledge, an older man that is able to support the children. The older men in the Bible, I mean, Uriah married his wife after she grew up. He raised her when she was just a little girl, Bathsheba. And when she reached puberty, he married her, but he raised her up with his little children. Well, we don't like the Bible. Well, I don't like you either.
I don't like you, and God doesn't like you, you reprobate. You've been turned over to a reprobate mind. Then the Bible talks about Boaz, who married a young girl, and he said, blessed are you that you haven't wanted to be married to a young man, whether poor or rich. But you took the better thing. You took me, an older man. And through her, the Messiah came to this earth. God, as a man, came into the world through her. She's in the lineage of the Lord, did you know? All right, and then let's also talk about this satanic society. They say they won't even let them be part of the world. Again, Moses and the children of Israel never became part of the world. The Bible commands us, Jesus commands us, the God of heaven and earth, the God of the Jews, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to those that believe in him, he said, have no part of the world, because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He said, but separate yourself from the world. Don't have anything, any part to do with them. Now, why is it supposed to be a sin to not let your kids go into schools where they hand out condoms? And the government is encouraging young people to have sex with young people, their schoolmates. And they're doing it. And they're handing out condoms and birth control pills to them. So one side of Satan's mouth, which is the beast, the government, and the media, they're saying, you can't have sex. I mean, they're going to throw these 14 and 15 and 16 and 17-year-old women in prison. We're going to take their babies away from them. And on the other hand, in the school system, they give them the condoms and also these birth control pills. But if it just so happens that they get pregnant, and hundreds of millions of them do, then they send them off, and don't tell mom, because you belong to us. We're the beast, the satanic government that tells you, you don't have to tell your mother anything. Come on, kid, let's go to the circus. Don't pay any attention to mom and dad when the Bible says that you're supposed to reverence your mother and your dad, and that you're supposed to obey them, and that you're not supposed to do things that have fornication, because fornication will send your soul to hell. And paying no respect to your mother and dad, that in the Old Testament, you're supposed to be stoned to death. Now, if I were you kids, because the Lord's coming back to earth very soon, I wouldn't listen to the government. They say that you can go and get an abortion and don't tell mom. Go murder your child. Now, you fornicated, which is going to send your soul to hell, because we don't want you to marry, because then it would be legal. It would be legal in the eyes of God. But now, instead, you're becoming homosexuals, lesbians, and you're fornicators. Okay, and you think that's legal in the eyes of God? You're crazy. And then you're encouraged to commit murder. And they say that there's not enough food. There's going to be a food shortage of rice and beans and all these other things. It's only a shortage because the government pays hundreds of billions of dollars to farmers to not grow it. And this is the absolute God-honest truth. And you idiots are too stupid to know it. All you know about is your favorite TV program. Your kids, you teach them to play with Barbie doll. And you believe that it's these people that are having children. Oh, my God, they said on the news last night, there was a baby born from one of these teenagers, probably 16, 17 years old. That's absolutely legal in the eyes of God. And who is this antichrist bastardly government telling you that that's wrong and that homosexuality and murdering babies is right? Who are they to say? I wouldn't send my kid to a public school for all the tea in China and for all the money in the world. Anybody that does that, you're teaching your kid to believe Antichrist doctrine. And you're putting them right in there with all the fornicators, the lesbians, the homosexuals that learn that garbage, that it's just another sex. The Bible says people that do those things are worthy of death, and especially a government that teaches such things. You people are worthy of death. Well, we're just doing our job, they say. Doesn't make any difference when they were nailing Jesus to the cross. They said, well, we're doing our job. If I were you, I wouldn't do that kind of a job. I would get a job working at a bowling alley, or I'd get a job, doing something, an air wick adjuster in a herring factory, because I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do anything against God's people. Now, why do they want these children of the Lord to be part of the satanic Antichrist society? Don't do it, folks. Don't let them shove your kids in. They're sending them to foster homes. These foster homes are like people that are of the devil. They're going to set them in front of pornography, and they're going to rape them, and they're going to hate what they're doing when they stand before the judgment bar of God, because God is going to send their souls to hell. God commands everyone, that especially Christians, to separate themselves from the world, from society, what they call it. Moses and the children of Israel were not part of any society, with the exception of the one they were forced to be in, even the Egyptians. But when they were in society, what was happening? They were slaves. And this society was telling them to kill their young boys. The Egyptians beat them and murdered them and made them kill their own baby boys. Again, this society is anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-God's word, and anti-Christian. God's Christian, God's children. This, again, all comes from the Pope. The Bible says that's Satan's seat. Where Satan sits is in Rome. Well, I wonder if he's, the Antichrist is sitting at the Patisserie. Or maybe he's sitting in the hotel about a half a block from the Vatican. No, let me tell you, the Antichrist is sitting in the Vatican. That's where he's sitting. He's not at an ice cream shop where they have Italian ice cream. I lived in Rome. I saw where the Antichrist was. The Bible says his seat is in the city of the Seven Hills. Well, there's some beautiful clothing shops there. Do you think that the Antichrist is in his clothing shop? A patisserie? A place, a pizza shop? Or over at the Rome Hilton, where I went to have some lasagna at one time, but I don't eat dairy anymore. No, he's not there. He's right there in the city of the Seven Hills or Mountains, right in the Vatican. And he's the one calling all the shots. And when he comes to America, or when he comes out on the balcony, he likes to make himself look so weak, and we should all have sympathy for me, because, you know, we're going to do some sort of thing to the these priests that are child molesters and homosexuals. He's not going to do any such thing. He does the same thing. He's a homosexual rat singer. And he also has molested many children. That's what they do there. That's what that cult is all about. So this, again, all comes from the Pope in Rome. They slaughtered the Christians at Waco, and that's for sure. This mealy-mouth-looking former President Clinton said he took full responsibility for it, and he
without, because he knew how stupid the people in the United States are in the world, he appointed a lesbian, Janet Reno, to be in charge of all the law. Now, how could they be in charge of this lesbian be in charge of the law when she's exactly against the law of God? God said, the Bible says, and the Bible is God. It's like the actual word of God says that God barbecued Sodom and Gomorrah because of their filth. So they're anti-God's word. They're doing everything in their power to put a stop to the word of God. Anti-God's Christian children. This all comes from the Pope in Rome. They slaughtered. And nobody pays him. It's just a few words. Okay, it happened. It's over with. So we don't need to prosecute. Why not? They are slaughtering Christians all over this globe, this planet. People of the United States must speak out about these evil, sinister, supposed to be U.S. government agents. They're not U.S. government agents. What they are is part of the Roman Catholic cult, this Antichrist cult, who are the homosexuals and child molesting. They're the molesters, the real molesters. And they molest these little children, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and up, boys and girls. There, and I keep having to say this, I mean, how could America be so gone that they're handing out these birth control pills in schools and condoms to children that age? And nobody's saying a thing about that. That's all permissible. But don't be married. Don't support your children. That's evil to support your children. You dirty, filthy, rotten bunch of weasels. I'm going to just love on the day of judgment to see you. Because you know the Bible says that we Christians are going to judge you bastards. What business is it of the government to want to take DNA samples of these polygamists, if they are polygamists? Because polygamy is never condemned by Jesus. He condemns divorce. He condemns divorce because you people are like serial polygamists. You get married, and then you divorce, and then say, I don't like her anymore, so she burnt my toast. So I want another one. So I divorce her and get another one. Don't you know that you're a polygamist? You're marrying many women. But the problem is you're not doing it according to the Word of God. The Word of God says there's no such thing as divorce. That's what God hates. He doesn't hate marriage. He's talking about, they said, can you divorce your wife and then marry another? No! David had a wife that despised him because he was so full of joy that he was dancing before the Lord when they brought home the Ark of the Lord into the hands of the Israeli people. So he put her in ward. He never threw her out on the streets to make her a prostitute or a waitress or whatever, or a dope peddler. But he put her in ward. And that's what real godly polygamists do. They support their wives. They don't put them out to work. They don't kick them out of the house. They have many wives, and the wives that really get used to polygamy, they like it because some of them don't, they just babysit. Other ones cook. Other ones clean the house. Other ones wash the dishes. Other ones work or godly work or read the Bible or train the children, and it's too much for a woman. And so we see how wonderful that is. But homosexuality is condemned by God, folks. Yeah, but polygamy never is. Polygamy is never
if it's done where you support your wife and children. Now, these people that are serial polygamists, what they do is they marry and then get tired of her and they divorce her and throw her out on the streets. They don't support her or the children. There's hundreds of thousands of cases where people, the law is looking for them for not supporting their wife and kids. And the Bible says if you don't support your wife and children, that you're worse than an infidel. Well, infidels go to hell, so where would a person that's worse than an infidel go? They go to the worst part of hell, to a very bad part of hell. Probably in the same place that the popes and all the filthy cardinals and all the other filth people that believe in homosexuality and raping little boys and girls. What business is of the government to want to take DNA samples of these polygamists, which is never condemned by God? Okay, so I see my time is up. I mean, I just can't stop on this particular subject. I'm going to take it on the next service, but my time is up, and so it's time to pray. Now, if you're not angry with the devil, then you're not of the Lord. The Bible says for us to hate Satan. If you don't hate sin, if you don't hate Satan, well, then you're not of the Lord. You need to pray for more fear of God so that you can be saved. So let's pray for that, and also let's pray to be saved. All right. All of you out there, say this prayer. In other words, we're praying to God, not Mary. We're praying through Jesus to God. Now say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, but you will save my soul. You have saved my soul. I know it because I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Get an old King James Version of the Bible. You can buy them at the Bible bookstore and read it. Now, Sharon, tell the listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program number 637.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is Rural Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from God. And believe me, these messages are from God. Right now, is the Pope's name wonderful? No, there's no name that is wonderful except Christ himself. And here I am to sing for you, his name is wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King. Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages, Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, a rock of all. Jesus, my Lord. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.